This is Holy Letters, and now we're up to letter Tuf Samach Beis. That's 862, and this is a letter dated dated on the 12th day of Tevis, Tuf Shindal of Brooklyn, and the Rebbe is writing to that of a Chosid the Chanoich Handel Sheyichya. This is Rabbi Havlin, who's in Israel, in Yerushalayim. He was involved in the Chabad leadership over there. And the Rebbe says, peace and blessings. This is in response from your letter of the second day of Tevis, in which you notify the good news that your daughter, Malkus Yehudis, has given birth to a Mazel Tov in a good and auspicious time. I'm sending you here, my blessing, a blessing of Mazel Tov. Mazel Tov, may you raise her, the mother, to go with, and her father, raise her, which is his children, that's his daughter, and her husband, raise her to Torah Chupa Maizim Tovim, to Torah Chupa Maizim Tovim, in a plentiful way. Certainly, they have named her as early as possible. And I'm surprised that you did not notify me about this, because it's known the instruction of my father-in-law, the Rebbe Arayna Kaparis Mishkovei, based on a story that took place, and the instruction of the Alter Rebbe to the Mittler Rebbe, not to wait for giving the name for a daughter that has been born till Shabbos, and you name her at the first opportunity, the first reading of the Torah. And not, as it's brought down in other Sforim of customs, to wait several days. I'm signing off with a blessing that may you enjoy full plenty of nachas from your granddaughter, may she live, and from all your descendants, physically and spiritually. And only good news, you should be able to notify all the days. That's what is true.